بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد gifts conferred upon نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم by the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم and others the illustrious Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم who always concerned about the welfare of نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم. Upon mere speculation of any need, they would immediately hasten to obtain it for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Consequently, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in Medina Munawwara, he did not have a bed, whereas the people of Makkah were fond of sleeping on beds. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam thus inquired from his host, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, if he had a bed, and he replied negatively. Sayyidina Asad ibn Zurara radiyallahu ta'ala anhu learnt of this, and he immediately had a wooden bed made, which was of teak wood, and presented this to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam had this bed until the end of his Mubarak life. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam received numerous gifts from the illustrious Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Sayyiduna Dihya Kalbi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu gave Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam two pairs of leather socks, which Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam used as long as they were not torn. According to another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given a jubbah also as well. Imam Tirmizi rahimahumullah has written that the king of Abyssinia also gave Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam two leather socks. Mullah Ali Khari rahmatullah alayhi has written that the king had given a qamis, that is a upper garment, a trouser, and also a sheet. Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the king of Abyssinia also gave Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam a perfume container containing perfume, that is ithar. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to apply this ithar from it. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a glass utensil which was given to him by the king Makokas. Sayyiduna Abu Jaham radiyallahu ta'ala anhu gave Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam a decorated Syrian sheet, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed for another thick, undecorated sheet. Makukas also gave Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam a collodium container, a surma container, a mirror, and a comb. The king of the Coptics gave Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam a mule. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would ride upon this mule very often. In the text of the Ahadith, it is referred to as Shahba. The king of Ayla gave Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam a white mule and a striped sheet. According to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hajjaj al-Salami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu gave Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam a sword which was known as Zulfikar. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.